The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
I'd like to tell you a Pesach story, beautiful story that has to do with Pesach. Major lesson, tremendous insight. The story that began over half a century ago, but it continues until today. In the middle of the city of Jaffa, near Tel Aviv, as Jewish people, as Arab people living there, there's a famous bakery in that city. The bakery is called Abulafia. And if you ever visit this bakery, you will see above the name of the bakery, which is written in Ivrit and in English, there's a date. And the date is 1879. That was the year the bakery was established. And while now during the rest of the year, the Jaffa has many, many bakeries, and they all work very hard. And there's fresh baked goods, and it's very nice. But during Pesach time, virtually every one of those bakeries closed the doors and shuttered their windows. Production ceased since the majority of Jews didn't eat chametz. Now, what was the problem? There was a minority of people living in Jaffa who wanted to continue eating bread and pita during the 8 days of Pesach. And since most of the bakeries were closed, the search went on to find other alternative baking bread supplies. They were not willing to give up fresh pita for 8 days, and they were not committing. So luckily for them, there was a bakery that was open. A bakery that had been around in full operation mode from 1879. The name of the bakery was the Abulafia Bakery. That is why there was actual, literal traffic jams outside the bakery during the whole week of Pesach. People drove in from the nearby Moshavim and Kibbutzim around Jaffa to want to purchase chametz that they would not give up. Now, across the street from this bakery, there lived a Yid, Rav Shlomo Zalman Stauber. He owned a shoe factory. Right across from Abulafia Bakery, and as everyone knows, we're from here. Even seeing a piece of bread on Pesach is a terrible thing. But it wasn't here, it wasn't a piece of bread. Abulafia was a big bakery, it was a large operation. Tremendous amount of bread products were being carried out of the large ovens every day of Pesach. Traditional Arab breads and flatbreads, pizza, laffa, cake, rugelach, Arab pastries. Shlomo Zalman is able to see all these yidden going to the bakery, but full of bags with chametz, which they were giving into their families. Shlomo Zalman couldn't watch it. Wasn't right. Pesach is a Yom Tov, Klai Yisrael, and Moshe never should have seen Yom Tov for thousands of years. Even now, it looks like the Israeli government's going to fall on account of chametz in hospitals. So how could it be that here in Eretz Yisrael, an Arab bakery was operating full force and selling poison to so many unsuspecting and ignorant Yidden who didn't understand the severity of what they were doing? It bothered him tremendously. And in the year 1969, he decided to do something about it, right? We understand when something bothers you, you have to do something about it. Don't just sit back and watch and say, oh, it's terrible. No, get up and do something. So what are you going to do? What does he do? He said, it's a problem. Eating chametz, even a little bit of smash carrots. You have to do something about it. He gave the man a lot of thought. And eventually, Shlomo Zalman walked across the street and he went to his neighbor, Sa'id Abulafia. They were neighbors for many years. They knew each other. Shlomo Zalman walked into the bakery a few weeks before Pesach. He asked one of the boys to ask their father to come speak with him. Sa'id Abulafia comes over to me, says, Don Shlomo, what can I do for you? My son told me, want to talk to me. Is there a problem? He said, listen. Sa'id Effendi, you know the holiday of Pesach is approaching, and you know on Pesach most bakeries are closed, and the reason is because we're not allowed to eat chametz. So Shlomo Zalman explained to Mr. Abulafia what chametz was and why Jewish people make matzahs now. It works, and I was very unhappy with any Yid who even ate a tiny bit of chametz on Pesach. Shlomo Zalman said, listen, I don't expect you to close your store over the week of Pesach just because I asked you to. You're not Jewish. You have no chiyuv to stop making bread. This is so important to me. I'm asking you to sit down and make a calculation. How much money do you make over the week of Pesach? I'll pay you the entire amount. On condition, you close your business and go on vacation. Make your family go on vacation. You deserve it. What do you say? So Mr. Abulafia is quiet. Mr. Shlomo, do you have any idea how much money I make during this week? Most people are careful. They don't eat bread during Pesach. But some, the minority, they go crazy. They eat much more bread than normal. So many people buy bread at my store during the week of Pesach. I make more money in 1 week. I make the entire rest of the year. Shlomo said, listen, I understand what you're telling me. But it hurts me so much that my fellow Yidden are eating chametz on Pesach. I want to pay you the whole amount. You will close your bakery. Just tell me how much. Pay you everything. That's how you feel, said Mr. Abulafia. I'm willing to make a deal with you. Put a piece of paper down on the table. You wrote down the details of the agreement. The store will be closed April 20th, 9:30 in the morning, till the night of April 27th. Signed, Sa'id Abulafia. Signed, Shlomo Zalman Stauber. Amount of money that Shlomo Zalman agreed to pay. Sa'id Abulafia was written in the contract. The contract with Farley is the Shulkans. Zeid al-Balafi was happy that he was able to help his neighbor without losing money. He was also happy that he wasn't causing Jewish people to go against the religion. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman was happy because he was filled with simcha that this year the bakery would be closed. And there wouldn't be such a chilul Hashem. Each of them felt that they got the best part of the deal. The first time that year, Zeid al-Balafi's bakery was closed. Whole Pesach. Car after car drove up. No lines, no tables, no rolls, no pita, no bread. The store's closed. They turned around and they went home. And they couldn't miss the sign hanging in front of the bakery. Abulafia Bakery blesses the entire Jewish nation with Chag Hashem Sameach. For the next 6 years, the same scene repeated itself. A few weeks before Pesach, Rosh Shlomo Zalman would leave his factory, make his way over to the Abulafia Bakery. He would sit down with Mr. Abulafia. They would have a little conversation. They would sit down to business. They would make the calculation. And then Rosh Shlomo Zalman would write down the contract. For 6 years, it went like this. Agav, side point, after Shlomo Zalman passed away, the Stauber family made a calculation of how much money the family, the father, spent to pay the bakery to be closed for 6 years. Turned out the father had paid Mr. Abulafia amount of money that would allow the baker to purchase a four-bedroom apartment in Tel Aviv. In the seventh year, things changed. When Shlomo Zalman came over to talk business with his neighbor, Mr. Abulafi said to him, Mr. Shlomo, we're not doing the same deal that we're doing this year. He said, why not? Well, don't you like your vacation? He says, I love it. Don't worry, the bakery will still be closed. But from now on, my children and I will keep the bakery closed without charging for you. I don't want your money. So Shlomo Zalman said, why not? I want to tell you something. Since I began closing my bakery 6 years ago during Pesach, I've seen a tremendous increase in business in my bakery during the rest of the year. We have been the recipients of so much blessing in our bakery. And that is why I'm planning on closing my bakery without charging you for it, just because I feel it's the right thing to do. Shlomo Zalman passed away in 2001. His name is Mr. Abulafia, also passed away. He's no longer alive. Today, the Abulafia bakery is managed by his children. And every year, Pesach time, a very large sign is hung in the front of the bakery. The Abulafia bakery blesses the entire Jewish people with a Chag Kosher of Sameach. Beneath the good wishes to Klal Yisrael, the Abulafia family has written the story how their bakery came to be closed the whole Pesach. Shlomo Zalman Stauber was a prime example of the way a Yid is supposed to live his life, to do chesed without making a big deal about it, without telling anyone about it. All he cared about was saving his fellow Yidden from the various of the Chametz and Pesach. He didn't form a committee to deal with the issue. He didn't call a meeting. He didn't take an ad in the newspaper. Instead, he asked himself one simple question. What can I do to make the situation better? And then he did it. That's the koach of a Yid. The impact that a Yochid can achieve even today, 50 years later.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org.